Hi, this is Steve Farber with today's audio message from the Extreme Leadership Underground. You most likely assume that a symphony audition looks something like this. After spending 20 years of hard work learning the instrument, the candidate arrives in formal wear, shakes the hands of the judges and hiring committee members, confidently steps to center stage, and begins to play. Nope. Turns out, symphony auditions are blind. They happen like this. Candidates are greeted backstage by a proctor and given a number. They play for the hiring committee while standing behind an opaque screen. They are forbidden to speak or to make any sound other than the sound the instrument makes. They even walk on a strip of carpet, so the sound of their shoes can't reveal if they're male or female. Nobody gets to see them until after they've heard them play and decided if they like what they heard. Unsurprisingly, when orchestras started doing this kind of audition, suddenly orchestras started hiring more women, more people of various ages, and more people of various races. Part of this has to do with what's called implicit bias. People tend to prefer what they're familiar with and to favor people who are more like them. Even the greatest ears in the finest orchestras couldn't get beyond the idea that every orchestra player isn't a middle-aged white male. So the auditions had to be made blind in order to choose fairly. So what does that have to do with, say, managing a team in an office or a sales force or a service staff? Just this. People do have internal biases that keep your business from welcoming new people, new ideas, and new paths. So you need to find your own screen that stands between your people and you and all of the prejudices that come along with it.
Subscribe at dailyaudiomessage.com.